Then wish happy birthday on that day.
So I'm wishing you happy birthday. Anytime this year.
Okay, happy birthday to him. I was trying to pull your leg. I was trying to see. Actually, happy birthday to you. And also, I was away. I mean, it happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
My cousin.
Who is that?
Femi Gbajaa.
Femi Gbajaa, yes. It was his birthday too.
Welcome to the club of the 60s. I'll soon leave you behind and move up. But happy birthday to him. I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for one thing. It appears that he listens to good advice. And I got that from developments that have happened in Surulere. So,
okay.
Yes, and happy birthday to my cousin too. So that's good. Any more birthdays?
No, I think
okay,
that's
so
all.
That's out of the way.
Yeah, I think
okay,
that's
let's
all.
Get down to business.
Let's get down. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let us know what you think. You can also let us know what you think on the chat room. On the website, the chat room that is there, let us know what you think. And we're going to start with the Punch newspaper, page 2. Supreme Court crisis, NDA wants ex-CJN probed. And it was last sworn in, workers demand autonomy.
This CJ's resignation is a complex thing, very, very complex, and we can't deal with it effectively in the few minutes. In fact, if it was the only thing we did, like we did last week, we won't get it over and done with. But one thing is, the man is out of the way. Like others, they are calling for his probe.
Yeah.
Although I begin to wonder how many things we're going to be probing in this country. The rot in the judiciary and the legal system is more than worrying. Go to my Twitter handle at Jimmy Disu. There's a I think it's citylawyer.com that published a story, about some kind of rift between two senior advocates, with one complaining. I think Wale Olanipekun was one complaint about this, a letter that emanated from his chambers. And the complainant was Ajumo Gobia. The story is in citylawyer.com, but I tweeted it. And you need to see a letter that is written by a top lawyer of the chambers of a senior advocate. Distressing. Go read it. So both at the bar, both at the bench and at the bar, all around us, you know, there's so many things that can set you worrying. The CJ resigned. Of course, you know what happened. My lord, the justices had complained, written a letter to him. All of you heard GT's submission. By the way, we will upload GT's submission today or tomorrow because it wasn't on YouTube on Saturday. And GT said that I'm a prophet and he is my seer, or I'm a seer and he's the prophet. But what we predicted on Saturday is what happened on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, the man is out of the way. For starters, let's get that one out of the way. Let's see if he's going to be probed. I doubt it very much.
Okay.
I doubt it. And it will just be like, one of the 1,001 probes in any case. We have people complaining here, so the senior advocates, Rashid Adegoke, SAN, explained that the former CJN should be investigated to set the records straight. Another SAN, Ifedaya Adedipe, said the allegations against the former CJN should not be laid to rest because he resigned. Remember, Baba said he resigned for health reasons.
That's right.
Okay, he said he resigned for health reasons. But listen to this. Professor Samson Erugo, SAN, observed that the latest developments in the judiciary called for sober reflection, adding that an investigation into the situation was not out of place. And let me quote him. I suggest we remove sentiments from the current crisis at the Apex Court. The crisis is quite unusual and calls for sober reflection. Yesterday, the ICPC refused to give any reaction, and this is what said. When asked if the ICPC would probe the allegations against Mohammed, the spokesperson, Mrs. Azuka Ogugwa, says, "We don't disclose our plans or investigations. When we are ready to carry out a probe, we will do it and inform you." But there's a need with this also. The Ajimogobia issue also needs to be properly investigated by the NBA. It's very, very, very. Had it not been political times, because we're all embroiled in which secondary school this one went to, or whether it went to primary school, and all these things, all these petty things. If it hadn't been for that, that story would be making front page news. Okay, and I'd like us to focus on it. We need to cleanse. I don't know where we are going to start from. At political level is dismal. You have an election that is coming up that looks anything but exciting in terms of ideas and whatever. Instead, you are bogged down by one candidate can't say which school he went, another one, you know, his other former boss said it was this and that. That is what has bogged us down. And we are losing sight of the main issues. Mm. At the judiciary level, see what we are getting. Parliamentary level, let's put that one aside first. That one was a problem that's from way back. So who is now going to bear? You have a state at state level. You now have a governor who tells his people to go buy arms and defend themselves. Mm. We'll get to that story when we get there. So let me hand over to Sheriff again.
Yes, we're. By the way, the CJN's story is what we're treating at 8 o'clock this morning.
Really?
On the crossfire. Yes, I have an associate professor of public law joining me all the way.
What's
from Port Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt. Mm. That's good. I'm listening.
Professor Richard Wokocha. Let's go to page 22 of the Punch. Liberos is also joining, by the way.
Ah, that makes it more exciting.
Yes. Ekore Madu, FG probes organ donors' data privacy breach. Page 22.
This has almost become a public trial with people losing track of the main issues. Everybody seems to focus on the issue of this gentleman being 21 or being 15. Forgetting that there's another issue of the commercial angle. There's so many other issues there that people have lost sight of. But I can jolly well understand. All I would say for or against is let everybody tarry a while. The case is not going to be determined by what you say in Nigeria. Nobody reads Nigerian papers. I don't know if they did. Cases are determined on facts of law. This is the law, but it's not here. You know, they're not given to all this sentiment. Is a betrayal, is this and that. But this story I found funny, when I say funny, because I didn't even know they existed. It says that we have a Nigeria Data Protection Bureau, okay? And this bureau is worried about how almost all of us, from tweeting and retweeting analysis or whatever, have breached the privacy of David Nwamina, and also of the lady in question, the Ekwere Madu lady. We've breached their privacy, publishing all kinds of details and so on and so forth. So the agency is warning us to be careful, and that they're going to investigate how come, who got his passport page, for example, published. You know, we do a lot of things without realizing that there's a law that you know, who was the first person to publish, how did you get the page of his passport, why did you publish it, and so on and so forth. And so that's where we are. There's not much to talk about in the case, really. But today, I'm having somebody at 9. Let me also follow my own. I'm having somebody at 9, and he's the head of St. Nicholas Hospital.
Okay.
He told me off-air that we've been doing kidney transplants for 22 years. In this country, you know, it's
for
almost
22 years.
We've been doing so. He's going to be here at 9, and all he's going to do is to educate us about these kidney operations, what exactly it entails. So when we contribute to this discussion, if anything at all, we will know and appreciate what it is to carry out this surgery. But my first question, no, I didn't even ask him. He was one who told me by himself that, we've been doing these surgeries for the past 22 years. And to be honest, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Only for somebody to send me a message 5 o'clock this morning, my friend, all the way from Atlanta, to say that he knows somebody personally.
Yeah.
Who did a surgery in Abuja. He did a transplant in Abuja and is up and kicking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go to page 10, this time from the Vanguard newspaper. I have the first story. I have two stories on page 10, by the way. Self-defense, Zamfara people pushed to the wall at Keredolu.
I heard you this morning, and I chuckled about the governor who ordered people. What has the governor done? The governor has said, go and find a proper way. He didn't say go and buy yourself a weapon. He said go and get a permit from the commissioner of police and make sure that you can buy arms, meaning that if you can afford it, go get yourself armed. you know, I had some reaction. Some people say whether they had the authority to do so or not. You don't even need an authority to apply for a gun license. Yes, you don't need an authority to apply. I didn't say that you can get the gun without having a gun license before somebody misquotes me. But you don't need an authority to apply. You can apply. And it's left to the discretion of whoever is the authority, whether it's the CP or whatever. But you see, the man is desperate. Reality, is anybody going to ask anybody in Ukraine now? If you have a gun license, not with the kind of situation they are in, Nigeria could jolly well degenerate into that. The man is tired.
He's desperate. He's frustrated.
He's frustrated. He's tired. And what makes it even worse is what we keep hearing daily of our generals, some of them, stashing money and this and that meant for procurement of arms. So what are we supposed to do? Let me tell you, for those who complain about the governor, one day you will not even need the governor's advice. And that is the honest to God truth. One day you will not have to wait for the unless something is done drastically to protect our people. It is part of human nature to defend yourself with anything you can find. So yes, whilst I heard this morning there was some reaction about the chief of CDS and whatever. But the truth is, people are gradually losing confidence. I'm not saying they've lost confidence, but they're gradually losing confidence. And that confidence must be restored, and it can only be restored by concrete action. Somebody sent me a video of one pastor, very famous pastor, I don't want to mention his name, advising people on election. And I was enjoying it until when he now said that, you now have to protect your faith. Now, when I say I didn't enjoy that part, not that I disagreed with him, but he raised an alarm in my head. He said, go get your PVCs and then vote to protect your faith. And then he mentioned, I don't want to be part of those castigating a certain set of people for all crimes. But he said that you shouldn't vote virtually. I was saying you shouldn't vote for those of that extraction. And I said to myself, where is my country headed? If you have a sense of history, you will have a sense of alarm in this country. If a governor, Sheriff, at that level, is now telling you, Omo, go see if you can get a license. Are you sure that is not an euphemism for telling you indirectly that license or no license, go protect yourself? Because his arms are not tied now. His arms have dropped. Oh, Edibo? Is that the right translation?
Yeah, Edibo.
Is that dropped?
No, that's not the right. He's just helpless.
He's helpless. No, I want to use the arms, Gog. I want to do a direct translation. But he's helpless. I mean, we might sound funny now. We try to make it funny, but the truth is the danger is real. People are losing confidence in the actual every blessed day.
Remember that Samuel Otom of Benue had made similar calls?
Yes. He didn't even talk about getting a license. Mm-hmm. He just said, defend yourself. And when you say people should defend yourself, what does that mean? And you should know that this could jolly well lead to civil strife. We need to be careful. We jolly well need to be careful. And like I rightly said, it's also not helped by the stories you see of there was one in Sahara Reporters, because it's not verified. I don't want to make a direct reference to it. But that was worrying. That was worrying. It spoilt my day. Because most importantly, when you hear the stories, alleged stories of these generals with money and this, what do you think the lower ranks will be thinking? A time will come we would have to verbally face ourselves, tell ourselves some home truths if we want this country to move forward. So I'd like the authorities to call in the governor, show him evidence of the need for him not to retract his statement, but to at least modify it. You need to bolster his confidence. That's the reality.
Right.
What's that? Oh, the paper is back.
Yes, next one. We have second headline here. Are you laughing? Okay, let's take the next story here on page 10. Tino, 2023, Tinubu off to France for further consultations.
Okay, so there's a statement from the Tinubu camp that after the rigorous whatever, Tinubu, the Ashwaju, has left for France. According to Tunde Rahman, he is off to Paris to hold some important meetings, and that is expected back shortly. It says that after the elections, he immediately embarked. He talked about, you know, all what he did. And they now also say that also one of the considerations for his traveling would be, you know, consultations on how to pick his vice president. And I said, what kind of spinning is this? The truth is this. Look, our handlers, our media handlers need to know that the current practice demands that you tell people the truth. And you tell them something, the truth, that will not insult their feelings. The truth is, this man deserves a rest. Period. He deserves a rest, and it is not a minus for him to go on a 1 week or 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Break.
It's no big deal.
It's no big deal. Our media handlers need to be very, very careful. You need to be careful. Sometimes it's even more honorable for you not to make any statement than for you to say that, look, he's left the country for a 2 week break and he'll be right back. There's nothing wrong with that. Why do we always make, you know, media handlers are the politicians' biggest enemies. Like the one who said that, oh, a man files for a position. And now you say that, oh, it was somebody that filled the form for him, but he signed it. Mm. Is that an excuse? I refuse to get involved in that debate. But please, don't present us as people who don't have something sticking between our two ears. If it's bad, it's bad. If something has been done, it's done. Admit it and move on. Now, I'm not even talking, I'm talking specifically to this school issue or not. I don't know where it's all coming from. If there's anything that has taken place, admit it and then let's move on. After all, he's qualified. But all this spinning, and you see, people, it's the same, ask those who have left government, they will tell you that when they were in government, their greatest enemies they didn't know at that time were those who spin all these things about them. What is wrong with Ashiwadu taking a rest? The whole thing was rigorous. As soon as he finished at Abuja, rightly, he went around the whole country again. Mm-hmm. Before then, he had gone around the whole country. Mm-hmm. Even at his age, even with the best of health, he would need a rest.
That's right.
So please, we are all on tender hooks, and therefore things that would just walk us up unduly should be avoided. Ashiwaju has gone to France. He will take a break. He will attend to his health. But don't tell me that he needs to go to France before he can appoint a vice president for Nigeria, when all those he needs to consult are here.
Are here in Nigeria. They do Skype and Zoom and Google Meet.
The man should... It is important for him, Atiku, Obi, all of them, make sure you get seasoned, not journalists, but you get seasoned practitioners to handle your whatever at this point in time. The practice has gone beyond press releases. Mm. It's gone beyond spinning. You can't spin anything in the world of today. You can't.
You know, I'm very glad you mentioned, you know, seasoned practitioners.
Yes.
There are public relations experts. And out there that can do this thing very well. We've had them before. I mean, they've done great stuff before.
In Nigeria today, you have solid who have been handling multinationals.
That's right.
There's Yomi Badejo Okusanya. There's so many of them.
So many of them.
There's Tony Khan. There's so many of them. These people are not necessary. You see, you don't need a job. That's a mistake.
They always make that mistake.
The training and the mindset of a journalist is different from that of a public relations practitioner. They are two separate. All these are, he knows them, he knows the media, I'm over to my hand to one, and you throw away. The man can do a lot of, he can bring a lot of collateral damage.
That's right.
You know, and that also applies to the so-called influencers that you hire in the social media. A lot of them do even much more damage. Mm-hmm. Much more damage. Because what do they do? Because they're bereft of ideas, it now goes on abuse.
Yeah, attacking people. Attacking everywhere.
People. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Attacking people. One insulted me the other day because I made the comment on school or no school, which is a very clear issue. My name is Oluwafiola Jimmy, and you did this. I went to Corona School, primary. I went to Methodist High School secondary. I repeated school start. I did it again in Amadia College, Agege. From there, I went to comprehensive high school. From there, I went to Unibank. They kicked me out. I went to Unilag. I did youth service in Benin with the likes of Desola Dabiri and so on and so forth. And here I am today. Why is that a problem? So if there's anything wrong with your history, if you want to put yourself out, correct it and come clean and move on. I don't understand all this. It's becoming a big irritation and big embarrassment to us as people, citizens of this country. The kind of things we keep arguing. They've been arguing in the social media now for close to 2 weeks.
When are you going to host your Twitter spaces? Like just host a space on Twitter.
Really?
Yes.
How do I do that?
Let me turn my mic to you.
How do I do that?
No, now.
No, teach me now.
You're an ancestor.
Is that my ancestor?
So it's teach me. So it's from Twitter. You just, you know, log into space.
Oh, I take their reactions and whatever.
Yes. You just host it.
See, I don't need to give them refreshments.
No. No refreshment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Because I think if you want to really get across, because I see all you do to make sure that you sensitize these young ones and everything.
Yes.
They are all there on Twitter.
Yes, it's my. Let me finish my new exercise of cleansing my Twitter handle, because any form of insult, I just delete you. You can disagree with me. I don't mind all that, but to start banding insults, I can't go to that level. Not out of anything, but there's just no time.
There's no time, actually.
There's no time for trivia. And you see, I wish, it's a pity, I wish I could handle one of these politicians.
Yeah.
If they would listen to you, I tell them, Esa, everyone, look, where we are now, let's just go this route so we can put this thing behind you. Like I told one governorship aspirant in Lagos about 8 years ago, I said, you don't have to be an indigenous of Lagos. He was fighting on whether he was from Ekpe or that. I said, look, your name even bears you out. Don't worry. Leave it. It's not an issue. You legally can contest. Go ahead with what you are doing. Don't let these people distract you. It's like when people want to sell cars, they know the car is, the engine of the car is not good, but they keep showing you the interior.
Quick. Yes.
Look at that dashboard. Don't
it's
let
shiny.
People, just go. What, for example, for free, I will tell Achiwaju, bring out your program. And let people focus on it. And if come whatever, however clean you can come on the story of school or no school, because we have to address it. However clean you can come, if there's anything, don't ask for forgiveness, and then bring out your program and let's move on.
Yeah.
But this election that's coming, my fear is that there will be more debt than issues. My fear, and
I just wanted to clear the dust.
It will cloud the space. We will lose track. We will lose track of the whole process if we are not careful.
You know, it started already.
For the past 2 weeks, we've been arguing on whether a man went to school or not, and man should just come and say, okay, this is the schools that I went. Okay, I didn't go to school. I'd be honest about it and move on. It's obvious that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. No. I mean, let's be adults.
Do you think it will hurt his chances?
No. No. I think even the honesty of it, even if it doesn't help him, it will not hurt him.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We all, look, do you know why I say so?
Yeah.
99% of us have a fair idea of what has happened. But he's still a popular candidate. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is there any person who would say for sure that he doesn't have a fair idea of what we all know now?
Sorry, I'm lost.
You will be lost. I might sound a bit agitated this morning, but I've just about had enough the whole weekend.
I just wanted an explanation. I just wanted an explanation.
You know me. I said my own. I went on vacation. I've just come back. Let's.
Oh my God, we have to go now.
Okay, so 9 o'clock. Yeah. 9 o'clock. The doctor, the surgeon, will be here, and he will tell us all we need to know about kidney operations.
Fantastic! Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much, Eric.
There you guys, you have to go. After the news, we'll talk some more about CJN's drama. We'll look at the new acting CJN as well. And the way forward for the judiciary, not just at the center, but across the country as a whole, the autonomy of the judiciary. Stay here with us on Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you not worry. If you don't...
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.